Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. The fourth phase of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now underway in the western parishes of Westmoreland, Hanover, Trelawney, and St. James. The projects form part of the government's multi-billion dollar major infrastructure development program, the MIDP, geared towards the rehabilitation of selected roadways across the island. Work got started in the west in November.
Among some of the roadways that are currently receiving attention are sections of the first George's Plain Roadway in central Westmoreland, the Mount Peter Roadway in eastern Hanover, the Friendship to Bunkers Hill Roadway in North Trelawney, and the Ramble Hill Roadway in west central St. James. So far, we have completed the patching of the first George's Plain Roadway under this program, and we are continuing with others such as Church Lincoln, also in Westmoreland.
Community Relations Officer at the National Works Agency, Janelle Ricketts. The work is being spearheaded by the National Works Agency, the NWA. 26 roadways are targeted for rehabilitation under the program. These projects are being undertaken at a cost of approximately $120 million. The program involves the bushing of verges, drain cleaning, drainage improvement, and the rehabilitation of roadways.
The program overall involves preliminary work such as bushing and drain cleaning. We have significant drainage improvement on some of these projects through the installation of additional drainage devices. We also have road rehabilitation. So for the most part, most of these projects involve road rehabilitation. But we have, even for example, in Ramble Hill, where we have a breakaway, we'll be constructing a retaining wall in that area. So it is really a multifaceted program that targets several roadways and each with its own scope of work.
The project is heavily labor-intensive and will see several skilled and unskilled individuals receiving employment.
The JEEP program really achieves its mandate in that several persons are employed from the communities, so from flag persons to persons who have other functions. It's a heavily labor-intensive project, so quite a few persons will be employed.
Following the completion of these projects, it almost goes without saying that motorists and residents will be able to traverse the targeted roadways in comfort.
At the end of this project, residents and persons who use these roadways generally will see a marked improvement in the conditions of these roads. Most of these roads involve not just patching, but some amount of complete rehabilitation of these sections. So they'll be able to traverse these sections with much more ease and also safety.
Community Relations Officer at the National Works Agency, Janelle Ricketts. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Get rid of all old tires, tins, bottles, plastic containers, coconut shells, and anything in which rainwater can settle. Cover trash containers to keep out rainwater. A message from the Ministry of Health to Prevent Chikungunya.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.